Hello, my name is Sarel Stevens and I'm here with the lovely
Fidosa Ali.
And welcome to
Hear Me Speak. Your views on, views on Engage Project at City University London.
Today we hear from people directly affected by street crime in London, ex-gun members, and your views on whether the politicians are doing the right thing.
Want to get in contact with us? Follow the Engage London blog, hashtag Hear Me Speak. First of all, we've got news of another attack today on the streets of London. Our reporter Martina Chesser has details of that.
This morning at 9 a.m, a man was stabbed at Stratford Steeler platform. His injuries are believed not to be life-threatening. Today we are going to look at safety on London streets as violent crime in our city is on the rise. This year, there has been more than 50 victims, and most of them are under 20 years old. The high murder rate in the capital is what is worrying Londoners right now. Many think that the causes are cuts to police funds and delays with the government response. In this program, we interview people directly affected by violent crime in our city. We'll also be talking about solutions Londoners have found in order to be safe.
That was our reporter, Martina Chesser.
Our first interview is with a mother whose family has been ripped apart by the gun violence in London. I've been talking to Laura, who's got a 15-year-old son who's been arrested on suspicion of gang-related shootings in London. It's not her real name. We're using that name to protect her identity. She's been telling me how it's affected her life.
Well, my son is caught up in one of the crimes that's going on in Walthamstow at the moment.
Yes.
So I have that connection because obviously it's a family member of mine and I'm a person that works with the community.
Yes, and
I've been a youth worker.
And I understand you've done some youth work and you've been done some outreach and all stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Okay, so my second question for you is, what would you like to say to the Mayor of London right now, Mr. Sadiq Khan? If you had him right in front of you, what would you say?
So I would say to Mr. Khan, stop sitting on your hands. And what I'm about that, there are so many other avenues out there to be shown. A lot of people feel that money is not everything, but it plays a big part in funding. From someone of my age that's coming from a place of where youth, we can go, we can feel safe, we can talk to somebody that isn't our family. Where's that all gone? Where's that all gone? For someone of a young person, a young adult that's now a mother that grew up in London myself, where's all the funding gone for the kids? Where's all their youth work?
I agree.
You want all of us parents to go out and work hard. Okay, so that's fine. We do that. We do that. We go out. We make sure that our kids are not on the street. We go and break our backs to buy them Nike trainers.
Thank you.
But while we're at work, who's looking after our kids?
I've got another question for you. So what's your message to young people out there today?
Talk to your parents, talk to your friends. You know, there's a lot of people out there that actually care. You know, your parents care as well. We're not out there working for the sake of we have to work. We're out there working for you. We're out there trying to build a better life for you so we can stop being stereotyped as young black families that are not aspiring to be anywhere. You know?
Powerful.
I really wish some of you would put down the knife, put down the gun and start talking. It's easy to say so in 2018. It's easier said than done. But as for somebody that's going through the heartache of
personal experience,
you know,
is there?
I know exactly how it feels.
I've got one question for you. Do you think there's rehabilitation for young offenders out there?
Yeah, there is. There is. There is a company that I'm working very close with at the moment. It's called SOS Gang Projects.
Wow.
And it's run by a gentleman called Junior Smart. There is. It's the young kids having the avenues to get
avenues.
To it.
I agree. Ladies and gents, unfortunately, at this point, we had some technical problems, which cut the interview short. That was Laura herself. Thank you for taking part in today's program, Ms. Laura. Thank you so much.
Still to come in today's program, your views on the government response to street crime. Want to get in contact with us? Follow the Engage London blog or
hashtag HearMeSpeak.
Now we're going to hear from Ellen Wilson, who is a promise worker from The Winch. Is a charity for young people from the ages 3 up to 24. They're based in Camden. She worked for young people on both ends of the justice system. I asked her, does she think it's difficult to break from the cycle?
Definitely. I think because the system is a lot about it's a lot about evidence and it's a lot about specific like crimes that have been committed. And so a lot of it is focused on that, on like achieving justice around a certain event. where there might be like a victim and a perpetrator, whereas like the kind of cycle of like continued offending is not just about one event. It's about like the whole situation that a young person is in and like what resources they might have or what networks they might be in or what they think is a normal way of like doing life or building relationships, that kind of thing. So I feel like, yeah, the system is very much focused on those specific events rather than a whole process or the whole network that they're in.
Okay. So when it comes to knife crime with youths younger than 14, how mm-hmm. big of a factor their upbringing got to do with it?
Like, when people talk about upbringing, I think often it focuses far too much on, like, family situations and say what, like, how they've been parented or what their family does or that kind of thing. I would say so much of it, from my experience, is to do with the whole environment that they're in. It's not just their family. It might be, like, the conditions that their family live in, the, like, discrimination that they might have in terms of school or in terms of, like, job opportunities, and, like, the kind of the social networks that they're in and the normality of where they might be living in terms of the environment. I think that, from my point of view, the bigger system that they live in is a much bigger factor than their specific, like, upbringing by their specific parents, if you follow, because their parents also are within that much bigger scheme of things.
We wanted to find out what young people in London think the reason is for all these violent deaths in London streets. Our reporters Favour and Pandora, our City University student, met Hardy, what he thought was the reason.
But I actually don't think what they're doing is going to actually affect people in the short term. It might help in the long term, but nothing that's going to stop it right now.
Did you know only 6% of knife stabbing implement on knife crime? What are your thoughts on knife crime in London?
I knew it's always been there, but I didn't. I think it's got progressively worse recently. It's obviously like one knife crime is too many, and I think it's quite a dangerous thing, especially when you're walking around on your own a little bit.
So what do you believe is the reason that the adults make these life choices?
Obviously, some people have got social issues, some people are just angry. I think mental health as well, some people do that because of mental health, but I don't think there's any one set reason why it happens.
So the stop and search in London have declined in the last 5 years. Do you think that the police should increase the number of stop and search?
I do, because a lot of community members think that that's one way that you're going to actually get rid of the amount of knives, but I think you've got to be very careful about what used to be racial stereotypes around the area.
Do you believe that the police are working well with the government and the volunteer sector to stop and tackle this?
I think the police are doing the best they can with the money they've got, but I think they could do with a lot more money to tackle it properly.
Sadiq Khan said the current government is hopeless to be part of the cause of crime. What's your opinion?
I think he's got a valid point. I think, like I said, it's similar to the police. I think they could be doing more. And I don't think it will be solved in the short term.
Ever wonder what life is like as a member of London's toughest gangs? Our reporter Brandon Richards has been talking to 80-year-old Marcus Simmons from Hackney about his former life and how he got involved in the first place and why he's urging people not to join gangs.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the reason for me joining... Mm-hmm. It was really just to fit in with everyone, create friends. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was aware, like, they're not really my friends, they're just using me for their dodgy
obviously
stuff.
Obviously, as an extra person.
But that was the reason in my head, was to, for friends.
Cool. That acceptance factor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere to fit in. And how old are you when you joined?
How old was I? Oh, if I remember right, I was about 11, 12.
Yeah, wow.
I was in the gang for about five, 6 years.
5, 6 years, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
And whereabouts did you guys used to run around? And
mostly around Hackney.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
North Hackney, East Hackney.
East Hackney. Yeah, around cool. Frampton areas, Wells Street.
Oh, right, yeah, around those ways. Cool. And they're like Hackney Empire and that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig that. You know, so 5 years is a long time to have been with a gang.
Yeah.
You know? But then again, they say gangs is for life. But how was the gang life?
At first, it was actually interesting, but at the same time, it really wasn't, because I knew what they were actually doing whilst I was in the gang, because all they were doing was using me. And
yeah. So it was just more about you being an extra person then, like a soldier, a foot soldier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, you never really called much shots in that. And I can fairly see why you would have left the gang anyways, you know, that's good. Anybody who's just another foot soldier, you leave that gang.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. You know what I mean? But anyways. So what did you guys used to get up to?
Don't really want to say too much about the kind of stuff we used to get up to.
Fair enough.
You've probably got a rough idea. But it was usually, it would probably be something minor, though at the same time still wrong. Like, I don't know, probably stealing the sweets or whatever local corner shop or Tesco's and
Marcus Simmons talking to our reporter Brandon Richards.
That's it from us from the Hear Me Speak team, ladies and gents. Don't forget to catch us Don't forget to catch us on Engage London blog or hashtag Hear Me Speak. I'm Sorrel Stevens.
And I'm Fidosa Ali. And from all of us at City University London, goodbye.